A very good afternoon to you, a very good morning, a good evening, wherever you are listening us from. Because, you know, due to the time differences, people get to tune in from different side of the world, different side of the continent. I'm more concerned about the continent because my context, myself for business and economic segment, is mostly for the African audience. It's more for the continent. So I welcome you all. Welcome to the business and economic segment. My name is Kanjeko Kamekulunkwanyo Kalama Nguluka. And this is our platform, man. Monday to Friday, we talk business and economic matters, entrepreneurship, risk, investment, and policies, and youth matters. And for today, we're going to have a very, very sensitive conversation. I don't know if he's sensitive or it's just us in Namibia who consider it sensitive because we never really participated in it. I am going to continue a conversation that me and the other colleagues of Home Run have started. Now, I want to say I'm happy to a certain extent. I'm proud of many of us Namibians. I'm happy that we are moving to a certain extent. We are progressing. Progress is good, no matter how small it is. Especially when it comes to the political front. Especially when it comes to the having conversation that we considered sensitive or we were not part of them or we don't do such things. I can say I'm proud to a certain extent. I can say I'm happy to a certain extent given the progress that we are making. And the fact that 1.4 million people have so far have registered themselves to go vote. I'm proud of that. I'm happy for that. And those are big steps, man. Those are big steps. Given the voters' apathy or the reluctance coming from different people, especially from our young people, which is so understandable. But not so understandable to the certain extent because we are not linking why voting is important and why should you participate. Now, the business and economic segment is a segment where we talk about business and economic matters and entrepreneurship and policies, right? And it will be so wrong for me and you not to go to the policy level, to the leadership level, because there is no economic building if it's not being led by somebody. The vision, the aspiration need a leader to be in the forefront, right? So when we are here talking about the business, about the economic, about the policy, about the rebuilding, about the foundation, we are saying we want the leader to be in such. So now, I am saying that yes, now you have registered 1.4 million of you that you have registered to vote. Now the key question is, have you chosen the leader? Have you chosen the leader? That is the key question. And another key question is, who is your ideal leader? Now, looking at the Namibian context, looking at the economic progress, looking at the social progress, looking at the progress that we have made, looking at the stage where we are, I want you to answer this question now. I want you to have this conversation at home. I want you to have this conversation among yourself. I want you to have this conversation in the car, in the kitchen, wherever you are. And I want you to be so realistic and honest with yourself. I want you to correct each other. I want you to guide each other. I want you to give each other evidence. And answer the question, who is your ideal leader? Come the 27th of November, what criteria are you going to use? When you are going to cast your vote, Beautiful people. I want us to, look, I know the way we are discussing politics in Namibia is a bit different. The way we are posting, the way we are campaigning is a bit different. But I'm now linking the business and economic segment. For those who listen to this show and to Eagle FM, I think you have learned something that when it comes to economic building, when it comes to entrepreneurship, when it comes to investment, when it comes to capital mobilization and uniting people, You need some sort of people. You need a different mindset. Because Eagle FM, all we do every day is to assess ourselves as a country, is to inform you, is to tell you what is happening. So when you are reading the news, when you are listening to your leaders, when you are traveling from the north to the south, to the east, to the west, to the central, when you are measuring and observing the progress that we have made, what is your ideal leader come the 27th of November? Who are you going to choose? And the criteria, the measurement that you're going to use, what are they? And again, before you even go there, I want you to look at the personal level, at your aspiration. Where do you want to go in the next 5 years or 10 years? Where do you want to be? When you look at your village, when you look at your region, when you look at your country, when you look at the participation of your country at the continental dialogues, at an economical dialogue, at the progress we've made as a country and as a continent, where do you want to be? Because once you assess the progress we have made, once you assess the need we have on the ground, once you assess the practical step that need to be done, once you assess the direction we should go and how far we are, and once you look at your own personal goal, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're an investor, if you're perhaps a researcher, or you are just an employee, or you're just a consumer, when you look at the price of good, when you look at everything at a personal level, then you can now start answering the question. And at this particular juncture, you do not even have to mention names. You don't have to say, no, they are now calling his man Netumbo, is Itula, is Job, is SWAT boy, who are the rest of the colleagues, is Mailis, whoever. No, you don't have to mention names first. Because this is where we are wrong in Namibia in terms of choosing leaders. This is where we are wrong in Africa in terms of choosing leaders. When it comes to evaluating, I'm now talking in my context at the personal level from my observation when Africans are choosing leaders. I want you to start at the personal level. Where do you want to be? Look at the housing where you are staying. Look at the water you are drinking. Look at what you can afford. Look at the progress you have made. Look at the type of transport you have used. Then you come at the regional level, then you come at the country level, then you come at the continental level. Then you assess, so this is what is going on. So this is what could be done. So this is what I'm reading. Then that is when you decide what type of leader do you need. Because you cannot choose a leader when you yourself, you do not know where you want to go. When you yourself have not determined that at a personal level, I want to go to school, but I cannot afford to go to school. Why? Can it be changed? Can the laws, can the cause, can everything be changed? And who can change it? So once you understand the dynamics of economic building and the progress at the societal level and at the personal level, and who's supposed to change it and the laws and the policies that need to be changed, then you can now say, this is the type of leader I want. You know, I've been reflecting on this because I think we talk about the politics. we jump to going to politics. And every time we bring it up, it always ends in corruption. Ooh, 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 ooh. No. There is not a conversation. The conversation should be starting at a personal level. The progress that you want to make, looking within your company, looking within the transport mode, looking at what you are going through, looking at your abilities, looking at your kids, looking at your society, looking at your village. Because I told my friend yesterday that when you are voting, you're not only voting for yourself. You're not only voting for yourself, because we're having a very difficult conversation with my taxi driver. All the time we have a very difficult conversation, me and him. And I always want to get out of the cab like, nah, just leave me here. Let me go home on foot. We always have that conversation and we have that respect. But as we keep having this conversation, I realize that we barely start with ourselves. We barely consider the society. Because everybody sometimes is talking from their standpoint. They are talking from their empty stomach. Some of them are speaking from their full stomach. Some of them are speaking from their half stomach, whatever you call it. And it's okay to start at the personal level. Because when you are done at the personal level, then I want you now to come in your household. Then after you're done with your household, you come with to your neighbors. Then from the neighbors, you go to your whole village. Then from the village, you go to the constituency and to the region. Because once you do that assessment to see where you are at the household level, how many of your colleagues, how many of your brothers and sisters went to university? How many of them are working? What condition are they in now? Then you go to your neighbors. Do they have water? Do they have electricity? What progress are they making? Then you go to your village, then you go to your constituents. Where are you? And what needed to be done, what needs to be solved? And when you have done such an analysis and have an understanding of that is beyond you, then you can now decide that, okay, cool. At my personal level, I'm going to compromise this and this to factor in my neighbors, to factor in my village, to factor in my constituents and my region. And according to this assessment that I have done, I think we need a leader who is going to deliver this and this and this. And I'm correcting you again that when we are going to go to vote, we are not voting people's names or individuals or women or men. No, we are not going to vote gender. We are not going to vote names. We are not going to vote to tribal affiliation and whatever. No. That is wrong and we've been doing it wrong. This is now according to my assessment and my own literature. You can come for me on this. I'm not going to refer you to go read something. No. This is my observation in the Namibian context and the African context. When we are choosing a leader to go lead us, when we're going to choose people that are going to sit in that building to make laws for us, we are not looking for names. We are not looking for our brothers and sisters. No, we are choosing people to go lead an economy, to go lead a society. So whatever the criteria we're going to use should be about we as a country, we as a village, we as a region. So it means that we should be able to evaluate beyond people's names, beyond their tribal lineage, beyond their region, beyond wherever they came from. So the main thing is what they have, what are they offering? Because once you have now done that assessment on yourself, can you afford food? Can you afford vacation? Can you afford to take your kids to school? Where do you want Namibia to go? Once you do that assessment, then you are now answering the question of who is your ideal leader to take you forward? Because your ideal leader needed to be somebody who is having it to your... who is having answers to your questions, to your social status and to your economic status. It should be personal. It is about your village. It is about your constituency and your region and your country. So your ideal leader should be somebody who is actually going to answer the question or who is proposing the changes or the solution in line with what you are looking for. It's not a name. It's not a name. No. And it's not actually determined by where they are from, by the party they belong, and by their tribal or by their whatever or by their agenda. It's determined by the solution that they are proposing, the direction that they are saying they're going to take the country. And that's what I'm saying. While we are in August, we have August and September and October. We have now a time to decide after evaluating our economic circumstances and our social circumstances and our regional circumstances and our continental circumstances. After you have evaluated that at your best ability, then you can now decide who is my ideal leader. Because if you haven't done that, I'm sorry to say this. For the 1.4 million people who have registered to go vote in the 27th, you have a homework to do. You have the most difficult task. And it's okay for you to complain. It's okay for you to point the fingers. It's okay to say the other one. It's okay. But for me, that is not an analysis. That is not a proper comparison. Because now you are attacking personal characters and things like that. But what do they plan? What is their plan for you, for your country, for your kids, and for everything? Because if you cannot answer that question, then until then, do not participate in any conversation at this point in who is the ideal leader. So for the 27th of November. Beautiful people. We should have a conversation. We should have a conversation. And are we having that conversation? And as I say, business and economic segment is always about suggestion and hypothesis, right? And we have done our hypothesis, I mean our assessment, our observations. And today we are delivering that. Who is your ideal leader? We are trying to answer that question from a personal perspective, from a social perspective, and also from the economic standpoint. And also looking at the argument that we have been having in this country. I'm listening to everybody. This one is saying, okay, Menetumba is a woman. Menetumba is well, what? IPC is what? I mean, Itula is what? Swatbo is what? Who is the other one? Tate from Zambezi is what? Who is the other colleagues? Yeah, Venani is what? I understand that. And I appreciate that some of you are having this discussion. But I'm here again to correct you that if you have not read, what is Venani planning to go do? What is Swatboy planning to go do? What is Menetumbo planning to go do? What is Itula planning to go do? What is Job planning to go do? Beautiful people. What is Meili going planning to go do? Then you, what are you discussing? If you have not read any single manifesto to date, you should not have a conversation for now. Until you have read, until you have listened, then you can do a proper comparison. Looking at your circumstances, looking at your village circumstances, looking at your regional circumstances, and your country and the region and the continent, because it will always come back to Africa. And once you hear what they have, then you can now start having a conversation. Because as I said, it's not about the individual. It's not about their name. It's not about where they have been for the past 20 years and what they have been teaching and what they've been doing. No. We are interested in what do they have in store for Namibia. And you yourself, now you fit in yourself in that manifesto. And you say, okay, it aligns with me when it comes to education. It aligns with me when it comes to transportation. It aligns with me when it comes to agriculture. That should be the way. As I said, business and economic segment here, we talk about policies, we talk about investment, we talk about entrepreneurship. But unfortunately, the fact of the matter is, none of these happen in isolation. They need a leader, right? They need a leader. Because the president is the one who signed every law into place, right? Every law. So meaning whoever we choose should be that person who presented whatever they presented and it reasoned with our circumstances, economically and socially. To me, that should be your ideal president. You should look at yourself, whether your stomach is full, whether your stomach is empty. Then you look at your neighbor. No, first of all, look at yourself. Then look at your brothers and sisters. Where are they? Look at your cousins. in terms of school, in terms of employment, in terms of whatever. Assess every situation. Look at the cost of medical. Look, like for me, I take things personal. Like today, I had to beg a doctor. Like I have to beg a doctor. Because my kid have traveled from Tumebe to go to for a surgery to Sakati. And I consider medical, as something very big and personal to me. So when I'm going to listen to any leader, what is your plan when it comes to health cost in Namibia? What is your plan? That is one of the things I need to listen to you if you're going to campaign to me. Now, as I said, until you have read, until you have listened, do not participate or engage in any political conversation because you are not informed, because you do not know. I know many of us, whenever it comes to this, we run, that one is corrupt, that one is what? Okay, I hear you. That one is what? But have you read what they plan? Have you read what they plan? Have you listened to what they have said? Have you done the comparison? Did we mature to be able to go to such a level of comparison when we come to choosing leaders? And if we haven't, we should start. And I'm bringing this again in case that you're saying, Kanjango is now talking about politics. No, I'm now coming back to say, what business and economic segment, what do we do here? We talk about what? Business, economics, investment, risk, and policies. But unfortunately, they do not happen in isolation. They can only prosper when the conducive environment has been created. And who created it? Is the leader, is the president. So that's why it's so critical for business and economic segment to have a conversation to say, I want to come next year when we are going to have a conversation about the business and economic matters. We are saying that, okay, cool. I voted or I chosen this person because he promised this type of conducive environment. He said this on health. He said this on education. He said this on transportation. He said this on African unity and FTA and trade. But are we mature enough to have such a type of conversation? Wherever you are finding yourself in a cab, wherever you are finding yourself at home or wherever with your wife or with your husband, what conversation do you have when it comes to choosing the ideal leader? Who is going to lead Namibia now? When it comes to this geopolitics, climate change, hunger, and all sort of African issues, who is the person who's capable? Can you read their manifesto, what it says?
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Lipura nengeno wapungwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna e mitoda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora estatu imwe mbali hea bi nola natu. Heali bali no heali ileko derewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafelane egelefem the eye.
Do you have a question you want answered on?
You know, in many circumstances, I choose not to engage in political conversation, and not because I think I'm so matured or I'm so learned or I'm so informed. No, it's just the level of how people are conversating and at the level where they are in terms of what they are looking for. And that's why now I'm only talking to the 1.4 million people who have decided that they wanted to go vote come the 27th. And I think, I know you guys, you listen to Values Radios, you listen, I mean, you read a lot of things, but this reality is not going to come from anywhere. Nobody's telling you this. That I can tell you that you have 2 months to do a proper assessment that who is going to take Namibia forward. Who is going to take Namibia forward? And what are your criteria? That's why I tell people that I don't believe in the thing that I belong to a party. I'm going to say this clear. I don't believe in that. And I'm never going to practice it. Because it means when a certain idea fail, I should be stuck with them for the rest of my life, whether I like it or not. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm very, very, very selfish. I'm looking at my household, I'm looking at my village, I'm looking at my region. And if the party that I followed for last year, for the past 5 years, their manifesto change and it does not talk to what my people are looking for at my house, I'm going to go to the next manifesto. I'm going to read it. And I'm going to read the other one. And I'm going to read the other one. And I'm going to do a comparison. Who is talking to what my people are looking for? And I mean now my household. And I'm now looking at my son. I'm now looking at my daughter. And I'm now looking for my sister that I'm paying rent for. And all these things. So that's why for me the lead is personal. It's at the social level and the economic level where I live. So I'm not going to follow you for the sake of following you. Because you are from my village. Because you are my grandmother. Because we have been in exile. No. No, 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 no. No, I'm not going to use any of the criteria to choose you to take us anywhere. Because according to what you have said, according to your manifesto, you are not going to take us the direction that I want. So that's one of my ideal lead for all those that are now going to contest for the presidential election and you have no manifesto, no plan for Namibia, then for consider me gone already from you. Because you are presenting nothing. That's why for every job where there is a cleaner, there is an interview being conducted. Why? Because people want to know what are you coming to contribute. And I'm now talking to the 1.4 million. I debunk the theory of following a flag. I debunk the theory of following is my cousin is from the south, has come from the north, is a Mbukusu, is a Nama like me. I debunk that nonsensical criteria. Read and listen to their plan. What do they have for Namibia? Ask them that. What the plan do they have for our gold, for our diamond, for our fishery? What do they have in their manifesto? And if they do not have one, already consider them that you are not a contender for me because you have no plan for me and my kids. So that's how I'm going to answer the question. Who is your ideal leader? You do not have to answer that question today, but that should be a homework for the next 2 months. You are evaluating. You are listening. You are not being fed by this one and by that one. No. Today I did ask the numbers of most of the political parties. I have asked RPM, I have asked PDM, I have asked SWAPO, I have asked IPC. I'm going to move on tomorrow for the rest of them. I keep asking them. I keep asking that when is your manifesto coming? I keep getting update. And I'm doing it personal, not only because I work for Eagle FM, not only because I do this assessment. No, voting for me is personal. Voting for me is for my house. Voting for me is for my kids. Voting for me is for my village, my country, and my continent. I'm living in a world where a certain country can come and assassinate my leader. So I'm looking for that leader who's going to stand up to those bullies. And if you have nothing in your manifesto to stand up for people like that, then I do not want you, you already know. So I can't follow a flag. I cannot follow a name. No, I'm looking for the plan that you have for me and my kids. Beautiful people. Good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the business and economic segment. Is this an unconventional thought? I know we never talked about this. And I can tell you this, nobody's going to say it again. No newspaper, no radio. No, they are not going to have this conversation. And it's okay. And it's fine. But for those who get the chance to listen to this, I want you to choose who's your ideal leader. I want you to come up with your criteria as an Namibian, as an African. Who is your ideal leader? You have 2 months, the 1.4 million. Beautiful people. I know some of your stomach are full. I know some of you have been empowered. I know some of you are hungry and angry. I know, right? I know. So we have a combination of all of you. But now, I want you to use your anger. It's okay, use your anger. But your anger, now go to your neighbors. Go to your village. Go to your constituency. So do not just put your anger on top of everybody. No, consider your village, consider your brothers and sisters. And once you contextualize what they are going through, then you can now come up with your criteria that my lead that I'm looking for to take us for the next 5 years should be able to fulfill this and this and this. Whether you speak whatever language you speak, as long as it's African, as long as it's Namibian, and you are going to talk about these criterias, you have a plan for them, then you are my ideal leader. Good evening to you, colleagues. Welcome to Business and Economic segment. We are live from Windhoek, and Eagle FM made a vow to talk about business, to talk about entrepreneurship, to talk about the bread and butter. Most of all, to educate, to create awareness, to debunk certain theories, and to arrive at a certain conclusion and to reach a certain consensus. How can we build the Namibia that we want? The one that we aspire through mining, through agriculture, through energy. How do we do it is the key question. And it cannot be done without a leader. Good evening to you.
Yeah, it's me again. Good evening, sir.
Who is your ideal leader? And how do you choose them?
But I say you should not mention the name. So maybe I don't know how to begin.
But I gave you an example of how to do it, right?
Yeah, you did, but it
okay, good. Use such a criteria, sir.
So, yes, let me use the old manifesto and the manifesto that I know. Maybe that will help us to build, I mean, to just to give you an indication as to what my ideal leader is. So, because I must also use some kind of, I must start from the known to the unknown. So, and this is the...
You cannot use unknown. You cannot use something that you do not know.
I say I start from the known to the unknown.
No.
Is that not how you learn?
No.
What do you want?
You cannot evaluate on something that you do not know.
Listen, that's why you are not getting. I said we learn the theory of learning. You learn from what you know to the one that you do not know. Isn't that not so?
What the criteria are you going to use in choosing your ideal leader, sir?
Yes, I will start choosing the ideal leader from how I know them. Those that I do not know, I'm not able to start from them. That's what I'm talking about.
Anything else?
No, I've not started. I just told you that I'm going to begin from what I know.
Okay, anything else?
So now the manifesto and the, I will not be able to do the comparison because I'm just going to say what I know, the capability, the leadership style, the skills and all these things. Maybe, you know, in Namibia, from the independence, for example, at this time around, so we have got institutions that have been established.
No, sir. I want you to tell us your criteria. You said you are going to use what you know. What else are you going to use to evaluate? Don't tell me long theories and independence.
No.
Tell us your criteria.
Yes, I'm going to...
No long stories. Tell us your criteria, please. Okay, you are going to use what you know. What else are you going to use in choosing the next leader?
I don't know, please. Don't be...
Sir, please. What are your criteria in choosing the next leader? No, sir. What are your criteria? You will use what you know. What else?
Let me just use one criteria that I know.
Okay.
I will use my evaluation and monitoring and everything on what I know.
All right.
So, yes, I will not touch on the things that I do not know. Any other leader, like you mentioned them, so I know only one.
All right,
so
sir.
I don't want to lie. So okay. The one that I know who has actually established institution.
So, according to you, there is no choices.
There is a choice. That's why I'm coming, but you are just preventing me from going there.
No. According to what you have said now, you will only choose according to what you know. And you, what do you know?
I know about Memene Tumbo Ndaitwa and her credential, political credential. And
you know, this is the audacity that you have. After listening to what I have delivered, you deliberately come and do that. Can I ask you for a favor? Can I ask you for a favor?
Ask me for a favor.
If you are going to call on this show again, follow the protocol that exists?
I follow the protocol that is established already.
All right. Thank you for your criteria.
You are always intimidated by this, my friend.
Now, as you have listened to what I have said, colleagues, that come for the 1.4 million people that have registered to vote, we deliver a hypothesis that when it comes to economic conversation. Yes, good evening to you.
Evening, sir. How are you?
No, I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. I was actually hoping to be slotted in on air. Is that possible?
You are on air, sir.
Wonderful. No, I appreciate the fact that you take a direct approach to address the matters that affect the Namibian child. You know, the problem that we as the Namibian youth, especially, because this upcoming vote is going to be determined by the youth, the young people that have been neglected by the different manifestos that have been in place for all these years.
Okay, now can you advise them? What criteria should they use in choosing a leader?
Wonderful, and appreciate the question as well. You know, you have stipulated so well the criteria that you need to use, especially now, as a young person, is the criteria that speaks directly to your need as a Namibian child, not as an African, as a Namibian, because even if we are in Africa, we have different needs and we need different leaders and different manifestos.
Okay, so what should they look at, number one? What can they use to do a comparison?
Number one, they need to look at the person's ability and capabilities. Now, some of these people that are currently in political parties, I don't want to mention them, but
if you mention a name, I'll cut you off.
Wonderful. They don't at times have any portfolio, any history of managing a small business.
Okay, good. So your first criteria is to look at the history of managing something. And something else that we can look at as a young person?
Something else that one would like to look at. Does this person have a history of pain and suffering?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is important. And those are the only two criteria that I want to point on. Why do I say this, my good sir?
Mm.
The reason why someone that has never gone through a hungry day in their life is because these types of individuals do not know long suffering.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have patience for long suffering. You know what happens? Such an individual, they take any plate that is being dished by them, by either the Westerners or the Europeans.
All right, sir. So,
without,
I want you now to conclude so I can allow somebody else according to your criteria.
Yes.
So the longevity and ability to withstand the pain and also to look at the capability of such leaders. Okay?
Yes. Capability, what I want to say with capability is, can you do something or make something from nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Not ready-made projects, ready-made proposals, ready-made things that are being given, handed to you. Bring something from nothing. Be part of the developmental process. Not end products telling us 2030, you don't even know what 2024 looks like.
All right, sir.
In reality.
Thank you so much.
That is what I want to contribute for tonight. Thank you.
All right. Yes. We are talking to the 1.4 million. Many of you want to have a conversation about economic building, about entrepreneurship, but they do not happen in isolation. So we get a chance for us who have chosen to cast our vote on the 27th. And the most determining fact is the criteria how you choose a lead. And as I have given the protocols or how we should go about it, what are your criteria of choosing an ideal leader? Good evening to you.
Hi, good evening, Yinamene.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
No, I'm doing great. So what are your criteria in choosing the ideal leader?
Okay, give me just a second and then I'll give you my criteria. The reason why I want to ask for a second is because the criteria that we may have, especially the youth, I've tried running a number of polls on, do you have an ideal leader? Who is your ideal leader? Are you going to vote?
Mm-hmm.
Even though we have attended or shown up to register to vote,
mm-hmm.
we are still struggling as the majority of the potential voters in Namibia as the youth.
Mm-hmm.
Reason being, we have been established and funded in the structure of politics in Namibia is all about who is who and what is their party all about,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily what are they delivering.
Can we change that?
We can change that, but now we cannot at this moment. Reason being that if you know that Yinamene is all about economics, is all about the economy must do well, investment and all of this, and people must get employed, it becomes easier for me to not even think twice. I know that I have to vote for you if you were to be voted as president because I'm looking for economic emancipation.
So,
okay?
Let me stop you there. So that is one of the criteria, isn't it?
Yes, it's one of the criteria, but do our potential presidential candidates, do they talk about this? And not just to talk. I cannot vote for you because it's what you're saying. Have you been practicing this? If you don't have a good heart with the little that you have, if you are not pushing and pursuing that path, what must make me believe that if you say that you're going to address youth unemployment, I must vote for you? What makes me think that you're going to do it if you couldn't start with the little that you have? But other than that, my criteria would be somebody that positions the youth, not putting someone that is already in a capacity of being connected to a seat in the parliament. And then you tell me you have empowered the youth. Empower the youth from the lowest of the levels. People that are attending VTC in Okagarara and Nana, where are those people going? If you address from that point of youth, employment first of all, and then on the other hand, we keep thinking about the issue of medical and health issues in Namibia. Can you address that? Do you have a concrete plan? If it was a tender out, would you have that proposal, the technical response to the tender out? That must come as a manifesto for somebody how to address first, medical issues in Namibia. Secondly, please employ the youth. Find ways to take the person at the lowest of the chain. Those two for me would stand out. Do any of the presidential candidates have them? No. Everybody's saying, I don't have money. We don't have money. We don't have access to the office. Or SWAPO has that and that. And that for us, it's not helping us. We are still confused. We don't know who to vote for.
Okay, cool. But like for you, I don't think you are confused yet because you have your criteria set out. Maybe what I can advise, can you go listen to them, all of them? Can you take the deliberate effort like what I'm doing in reaching out to all of them to say, I want to read your plan. I want to hear your plan. I don't know if they have YouTube channels. I don't know if they have Instagram. But can you use any of those platforms to listen to them?
Yes. Actually, we had the conversation earlier, me and a couple of ladies and the youth literally. And we were asking, is there a platform maybe by ECN, where we can tune into whether there are videos or letters or formal publications for every presidential candidate for us to question. And we need to read those things. But even now, before I called you, I made an attempt to go through and see where are the manifestos coming. I only got to manage to find one manifesto for an independent candidate of some sort. But then where are the rest? How do we judge? So in the end, we are being forced. We have to make a decision at some point, but we are not choosing soberly minded. We are just choosing because, let me go vote. It's difficult. It's really confusing.
Okay, cool. Now, I appreciate the fact that you've made an effort, and I hope everybody made an effort. Once you made an effort, you base on the information that you got. There are also those who have released already theirs. If you are part of the 1.4 million, please do not stop. Find all of them. Make an attempt. We have 2 months to go. So please continue looking for the manifestos and read and those platforms that exist. Thank you so much for coming through, ma'am.
Sorry, quickly enough. Can we trust that you will do us this favor as a Namibian youth? Perhaps it is possible to gather the manifestos and just have them somewhere. Even what is the
No. That is in place. That is, we are working on. That's why I'm reaching out to all of them. But it will come with a catch, though. They have to pay for 30 minutes. I'm going to give them 30 minutes. They will pay for 30 minutes. I'll give them 30 minutes for free. I'm reaching out to all the political parties. All of them, we are reaching to all of them. Get a 30 minute, pay for 30 minutes, come and talk about your manifesto. For those who don't come through, that is their business, but we will reach all of them to come here and talk about their manifestos. We will hope they will come through.
Thank you so much. We are looking forward to that. Please also advertise it. Thank you. Bye. Good night.
All right, ma'am. Beautiful people, what is your criteria of ideal leaders? I don't care about your name. I wanted to hear what are your criteria of choosing that leader according to your circumstances, according to your village, according to your region circumstances, and where you want to take the country and where you want the continent to be. Good evening to you.
Yes, good evening. Nino Menwa Elastus.
What is your criteria for choosing the ideal leader, sir? What are you going to look at?
My brother. I don't know. I've been looking at criteria, but those criteria have just ending up betraying me.
You now have another chance.
The manifesto for my candidate, I want it to be endorsed in the court of law. If my candidate does not fulfill, then it must be prosecuted. Because it became a norm that politicians come to promise us, then later they told us there is no money. It's a problem and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. So your criteria you're looking for in every manifesto, in every leader, is the one who's going to make sure he applaud whatever he promised, or he align, or he create a policy.
Let me be specific. First thing is to address the issue of financial resources.
Mm-hmm.
That one would be the priority number one. We must increase our shares in our natural resources. We must start setting up industry like the opening Lamatex, Pegut in Valves by Green Scheme, Dongalinena, Kalimbeza, Bunguvungu, and also in the South, it costs a lot of taxpayer money, dealing with housing crisis and also dealing with youth unemployment. Those are the criteria I'll look at.
All right.
My last point, Kandego, that lady that was calling in when we were talking the other day, you must invite that lady to the studio.
The one who started because, something without money.
No. She'll just come and debate with you because you talk about the reality. She's talking about the system that she found there that was implemented by somebody. If those people brought up the system of the bank, we can also come up with something because as much as I know, the local authority acts as the revolving fund.
Mm-hmm.
So if you cannot be able to pay your house through the bank, you can pay it through a revolving fund where the municipality build the house for Kanzengo, and Kanzengo pay for the money that Kanzengo is paying is benefiting the house for Mlemba.
All right, sir. I hope there is a political leader who is listening and is going to make something like that happen. Yes. Thank you.
Call that lady in the studio.
I hope she's listening. I did invite her to come through. I hope she's going to come through.
Yes. Because she's very much concocted with dissonance. You don't want to listen, but you are telling the reality.
I hope I'm the wrong one and this is the correct one. And if not, there is a solution to both of us. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
as I said, nobody's facilitating this conversation. Nobody's forced us to think and to evaluate. And I'm telling you this, if you have not listened to all the political candidates, do not participate in any conversation yet. Do not engage in any political discourse on choosing the leader. I want you to listen. I want you to read. What plan do they have? Then once you look through all their plan, your evaluation should be based on what plan do they have. All of us are going through economic realities, right? All of us are in Namibia, right? Yes, then let us use the basis to evaluate the plan the political leaders or the political contestant have. For every job that you start, you go through an interview so that the people can evaluate your capabilities and your abilities and your plans, right? So can we implement the same thing? And as I said, start at the personal level. Look at yourself. Look at where you want to go. If you want to have kids, look at the food you eat. Look at the transportation. Then look at your kids if you have. Look at your sisters. Look at your brothers. Look at your house. Then look at your neighbors. Then you look at your village. Then you look at your constituency. Then you look at your region. Then you look at your country. Then you look at the continent. Then once you have assessed where we are and where we want to go, then now you have basis to go choose a leader. Because you have a point of departure, something that you want to be achieved. And until you have done that, do not participate in any conversation yet because you have not evaluated. The conversation should be about their plans and what they plan and what they think they are going to achieve. They are going to have the power to sign laws. They are going to choose people who are going to parliament and discuss our policies. So we should not take it lightly. So that when we are going to talk about the business and economic segment next year, we have made a choice. We are going to speak from a different angle. To say, let us give them days. Let us give them months. Let us give them years. Let us give them advice. Because we have chosen, right? So beautiful people. The 1.4 million. The conversation is not light. Don't take it lightly. That's why I'm also not going to let you come on air and just say anything. Because this is serious. We have kids. We have education. We have health. We have a country and we have a continent to take it to a different level and to make it competitive. It's not about your mother who is in politics. It's not about your father who is in politics. It's not about your grandmother. It's not about the flag. It's not about where you have been and where you have been with them. It's about where does Namibia go and who is capable according to their plan. We give them 5 years. And if they don't do it, we remove them again. That should be the procedure. We evaluate again and again and again. I know we haven't done it before, right? But now we have 2 months to talk to each other. Not to shout, not to insult, not to tell us what, evaluate and do a comparison. It is a personal level. You registered to vote, right? Now make it the comparison and choose. With that, colleagues, I think the colleagues from the north are ready to take you through. We are very serious about what we want to achieve. The conversation is not that simple. And we are not going to joke around. We will take it seriously, supposed to be taken. So with that, colleagues, that was the business and economic segment. I love you so much to an extent that I'm going to cut you off if you're not adding value. I love my country. I want peace. I want growth. And I want Namibia to grow and I want Africa to grow. I'm done with Namibia being bullied. I'm done with Africa being bullied. And with that, we need leaders. Now we have a couple of them that they have thrown around. Let us evaluate what they have planned for us. And come November, we choose. With that, my northern colleagues, Tate Kauluma and Nalvanda, ready for you to continue this conversation. With that, guys, thank you so much and have a good night.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events. And Basically, any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.